Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this, and you guys know what I'm going to say, but it bears repeating. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And great news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Yeshua, from the studio recording Kingdom Come. This song came to me on May 8th and 9th of 2007. In Psalm 18:2, we find that the Word of God says this, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my strongholds." Those are encouraging words from the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong, mighty tower where the righteous can run and be safe, and Jesus is certainly the name of the Lord. Now, the origins of this song are simply amazing and kind of funny. My friend Dean, he joked to me one day about being a songwriter. Soon afterward, he sent me some lyrics he had written several years ago that were anything but serious. While great poetically, they just weren't necessarily for corporate worship. I wish I had saved those lyrics, but I didn't. As I think about it, that's probably for the best now. As I read through those lyrics, though, the Holy Spirit seemed to be placing a melody in my heart. After I finished making a demo track, I sent it to Dean, and we realized we had a real song of hope and warfare on our hands. I then asked Dean to write real lyrics, and this song is the result. I love worshiping with this song because Jesus is the answer, bottom line. That's the message of this song. Yeshua is the Hebrew translation of Jesus, meaning salvation. So let's do this. Let's exalt the name of Jesus with this song and worship with reckless abandon.
Like raw clay needs a potter, like a desert thirst for water, like a child needs the love of a father, I need Yeshua, Yeshua. Like a singer needs a new song, like the lame needs to be made strong, like a lone heart needs to belong, I need Yeshua.
Yeshua, the rock where we stand. Yeshua, the Savior of man.
Father, we exalt the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the God who is our Savior, Savior of mankind. Thank you for sending your Son to set us free in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, we are all called to be ambassadors for Christ. We are called to live our lives in such a way as to draw others to that same loving and redeeming Savior we've come to know. There is no shame in admitting what God has brought us out of, a past of sin, and what He has brought us into, a brand new identity, a brand new life. If we don't declare the good news of Jesus, how will those who need Him ever hear or see? Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." We should never be ashamed to utter the name of Jesus. After all, He is the answer for the world, the answer for sin, the answer for restoration, the answer for sorrow, the answer for suffering, the answer for everything we need. We were not promised an easy life when we came to know Christ. After all, he asked us to take up our cross and follow Him. But He did say He would be with us through each and every day, through each and every moment. After His resurrection, Jesus came to His 11 remaining disciples and said this in Matthew 28:19-20. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." And here's the kicker. "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus is our hope. We must learn to seek Him and His kingdom first in all areas of our lives. When we do that, we come to the place of being able to see life, to see its circumstances from His point of view. And in the process of living out that relationship with Christ, all our needs will be met. Matthew 6:33-34 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So let's do this. Let's not waste another second worrying about the circumstances of our lives. Let's not waste another second walking in fear or dread about what tomorrow may or may not hold. Let's simply do what Proverbs 18:10 says. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe." Let's call upon the name of Jesus, Yeshua, and watch Him live up to His name in our lives. Jesus, Yeshua, literally means salvation, so let's trust Him to be who He says He is in our lives today. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, Melinda, my beautiful, amazing wife, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you haven't already done so, consider subscribing to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and making it a part of your weekly routine. It's free, it's easy, just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you consider taking a couple of minutes and doing that right now? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, or the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have 2 fantasy book series. I have many children's books, and just go to Amazon and put in my name and you'll find them. Thanks so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song Yeshua from the studio recording Kingdom Come, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.